The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, news listeners, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of July, 2021. We've got the best technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going into the weekend with a bunch of angry HomePod users. Actually, most of these users we've seen over there at Reddit, so this may affect you or it may not. Or you just may be thinking, oh yeah, that's the problem. Apparently, HomePod users are complaining about sudden failures. And all accounts for the failures point to either 14.6 and 15 updates. Now, from what we've seen on Reddit and, of course, Twitter, many HomePods have suddenly just completely stopped working, particularly the ones running the beta version of HomePod 15. Though we are hearing more and more about HomePods running 14.6, yep, they're also just kicking the bucket. In fact, there's one particular Reddit user saying he has a total of 19 HomePods. Wow! Wonder what that sound system sounds like. And 7 of them completely quit. 4 of those HomePods were actually running the 15 beta, and the other 3 were running 14.6. Now, Apple apparently is somewhat aware of this. They've been contacting their Apple technicians, and the technicians are saying, just unplug it, and then plug it back in. By all accounts, that ain't working. Hopefully, over the coming days, Apple will acknowledge what a big problem they might have on their hands and get this thing sorted out. Unfortunately, since they're dead, I have a feeling a trip to the Genius Bar might be needed. Staying with Apple News, those of you excited about your M1 chip and your new hardware, well, get ready for the M2. Yes, in typical Apple fashion, here comes the second round of new chips, and it looks like it's going to be launching in the new redesigned MacBook Air models. Now, we're still a ways out from those things. We're hearing first half of 2022. Now, as far as the rumors on the new MacBook Airs, they're apparently on track to launch then. And along with those M2 chips, we'll have a much more colorful design. And if an M2 chip wasn't enough to get your juices flowing, well, how about an M1X? You know, just to really rub it into the M1 users. Yes, apparently we might be seeing an M1X chip for the high-end Pro Max, including the MacBook Pro and a larger, more powerful iMac version. Office users out there, get ready for a whole new design in Office. That's right, Microsoft has unveiled the new Office UI, at least for testers out there. They'll be the ones to have access to the new UI for testing before it's actually available to all of Microsoft's 365 users coming later this year. Now, from what we can tell, the main changes are a more rounded look, similar to pretty much what we've been seeing in the new polished Windows 11. There has been tweaks to some of the buttons, though, throughout Word and Excel and PowerPoint and even Outlook. But all in all, that's about it. Doesn't seem that Microsoft will be giving in to the more aggressive and dramatic changes that we've been seeing or at least hearing about before, which actually included moving towards more of a command bar instead of the traditional ribbon interface. Doesn't mean it won't happen, just means Microsoft is taking its time. And finally, using one of those Kaspersky password managers, you might want to take a look at this. Donjon researchers have actually found that the password generator got a lot of problems. I mean, serious problems. The biggest problem? It's not really making very hard passwords. In fact, the passwords have been so easy, it could actually be brute forced in a few seconds. Now, the issue seems to be in the CVE-2020-27020 version. Going in, generating your password, you think it's all good? Well, apparently, those passwords were significantly less secure than people were actually led to believe. Now, what caused the issue? Well, of course, some software bugs, which apparently have been addressed. In fact, Kaspersky actually said it was addressed last year, though they didn't say when last year. So, if you're using the Kaspersky password manager, better get it up to date as soon as possible. And if you did any password generation on the old version, it's best you change those as well. Because your passwords, gonna be pretty crackable pretty quick. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website located at britishtechnetwork.com. The news show is located over there. The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. We're also on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening.